This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
In Elon Musk's world, AI is the new MD. Musk is encouraging users to upload their medical test results, like CAT scans and bone scans, to X, so that Grok, which is X's AI chatbot, can learn how to interpret them efficiently. Well, there's so much going on with AI, how you should use AI, how you shouldn't, what you can do. And so there's one person that we turn to. Her name is Mary Zada. She is the VP of AI Governance and Risk Consulting for Luminova AI. And good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
I want to start, Mary, with this Elon Musk news that's breaking, which is, you know, X encouraging users to upload their test results, their medical tests, CAT scans and the like, to Grok so that they can learn how to interpret them. What do you make of that?
I would say that this is something, it would be useful as information, but my personal opinion is that you have to wait. I would definitely not upload my medical information to X where other people have access to it. So even though something's coming up and it's useful in AI world, we have to use common sense and see if it's right for you, basically, ask questions.
Yeah, that was my gut reaction too, because of all the privacy questions and things like that. Let me ask you this, Mary. You know, tech experts are calling 2026 the year that AI moves from hype to pragmatism. We're already kind of seeing it. Apple announced an AI overhaul for Siri. Google's embedding AI into Gmail. So for everyday users, what's the most practical AI feature that people should actually be using right now that they're probably ignoring?
I think the most underused AI feature right now is not something flashy. It's more like it's a personal workflow assistant. It's not a chatbot, because people still think that AI is something you ask questions, but its real value is letting it do like small repetitive tasks that slows you down. Like, for example, summarizing long email threads or documents, turning meeting notes into clear actions, you know, drafting replies. So, and you have those tools. You mentioned AI, you know, Apple, Google, and OpenAI, saving you time without feeling futuristic. So that's where the AI stops, you know, AI stops being hype and starts being useful by freeing people to focus on judgment and decision rather than busy work.
So the New York Times recently reported that as AI voices become more human-like, we're going to see more people talking to their devices, even in public. Are we ready for a world where everyone's having conversations with their phones and smart assistants out loud? Or is this going to be the new version of kind of talking loudly on speakerphone?
I think we're technically ready, right? But socially not quite there. Well, I think we will adopt, because just like we did with Bluetooth earpieces and FaceTime calls in on airports, you know, so The difference is that AI conversations might look a little bit more weird when, you know, someone would argue with their assistant about calendar conflicts or dictating grocery lists out loud. But for me, the real question isn't etiquette. You know, it's privacy. When everyone is talking to AI at a coffee shop, or when you're, you know, having this conversation out loud, you're potentially sharing sensitive information in earshot of everyone. So my advice would be, like, use it as you would use a phone call, right? Step aside for anything that is personal, and remember that other people didn't consent to be on your AI conversation.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And at CES in Vegas last week, Intel and AMD both announced new AI chips designed to run AI models directly on laptops without relying on the cloud, basically boosting privacy and speed. Lots to break down here. But first, let me ask you, for regular folks out there, what does AI on device actually mean for our daily lives, and why should we care?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So AI on device means that your laptop can run AI without sending everything to the cloud. So right now, when you ask Siri or Alexa for something, your voice goes to the cloud, gets processed, and the results will come back, right? So with AI on device, it stays on your laptop or your phone. No internet is required. That means faster responses because it's already on your phone or already on your laptop. But more importantly, your data would never leave your device. So with these new chips from Intel and AMD, AI becomes more like a camera, right, or a calculator built in, always available and personal. I would also say for anyone handling sensitive work or medical information or just wanting privacy, this is actually huge. It's a big step towards trustworthy and personal AI. You would data stays with you faster, private, and no cloud is required.
Very interesting. So let me ask you this before we let you go. From a privacy and regulatory standpoint, what are you keeping your eyes on right now?
Honestly, for everyday use and for everyone that is listening, I would say AI is moving from hype to reality, right? So I would think that this is the most powerful technology right now. It would be a technology you actually use and trust. So since we are past that wow phase, I would you know, advise people to figure out what actually works for them, what actually works in their lives, but being smart about it. Like, ask questions: where is my data going? Where are these decisions being made? So not ignore it anymore. Start using it. In my work, I keep an eye on every new law and regulations that are coming, and what does it mean in terms of governance and responsible AI in the enterprises that we work with.
Got it. And Mary, final question for you. What keeps you up at night as it relates to AI?
For me, it's governance in everything that we do. How are we making sure that the future of AI is responsible and trustworthy? Because there are a lot of models being used, and people are getting affected by it every day. Like when you apply for a loan, you are getting already affected by how this AI is set up to give you an unbiased result, for example. What keeps me up at night is to make sure that the AI that we're building in the future is responsible and trustworthy.
Her name is Mary Zada. She's the VP of AI Governance and Risk Consulting for Luminova AI. Mary, thanks so much for your time. Have a great week.
Thank you for having me. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.